Nathan Zagura here at First Energy Stadium, where the Browns dropped to 0-8 on the season, losing 31-28 to the Jets. And really, this game was a tale of two halves. In the first half, everything was going right for the Browns as they jumped out to a 20-7 lead. Josh McCown looking very good, throwing a touchdown to Andrew Hawkins. Isaiah Crowell punching in a short touchdown as well. Cody Parkett converting on both of his field goal attempts for the Browns' 20 points. Defensively, the Browns looked as good as they had all season. In the first half, yes, the Jets did score one touchdown. They had one long drive, but on their other five possessions, they managed just one first down entirely and had 4 3 and outs. So you go into halftime, the Browns are feeling good. Come out, it was a different story. In the third quarter alone, the Jets had three possessions. All three possessions ended in touchdowns as they basically went from 27 down to up 28-20. They added a late field goal to get to 31. But in that third quarter, on those three possessions, these were three long drives as the Jets racked up over 243 yards of offense in the third quarter alone. Once again, the Browns were victimized on the ground as both Bilal Powell and Matt Forte combined to rush for over 170 yards and three touchdowns on the day. The Browns just could not get anything going themselves offensively. In fact, in the second half, they only had one productive drive, and that was at the end of the game when they were already down 31-20, where Josh McCown found Andrew Hawkins for his second touchdown of the day, making it 31-28 after converting a two-pointer, and they tried for the onside kick, didn't get it, and that was your final score. Once again, this team showed flashes, much like the Baltimore Ravens game, where they came out and looked good early, racing out to those 20 points, but they could not sustain it, and the defense for the second straight week was victimized in a major way by the opponent's ground game. Forte and Powell went off, and the Browns did not have an answer in that third quarter, could not get off the field, and ultimately, that was the difference in the game. When the Browns put together 60 minutes, they've shown they can hang with anybody in the NFL and will get that win, but that will not come today here at First Energy Stadium. For the latest on this game and your Cleveland Browns, keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.